China's top legislature has passed a law against foreign sanctions, giving legal basis for the country to counter discriminatory measures from a foreign country. The legislation was passed at the 29th session of the Standing Committee of the 13th National People's Congress. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said the legislation will safeguard national sovereignty, dignity and core interests.
We have always firmly opposed the politicization of economic and trade issues, all kinds of bullying and political manipulation. We urge the countries concerned to stop wielding the big stick of sanctions, stop using economic means to pressure other countries, and play a more positive role in safeguarding the multilateral trading system and promoting fair trade.
The spokesperson also dismissed concerns that the legislation may affect the relationship between China and other countries. Chinese authorities have unveiled a series of measures on supporting building a demonstration zone for common prosperity through high-quality development. The demonstration zone will be built in East China's Zhejiang province. Chinese authorities have expressed strong dissatisfaction with and firm opposition to European countries' interference in Hong Kong affairs. A spokesperson for the Chinese mission to the EU made the remarks when commenting on reports that the EU is considering sending senior officials to visit Hong Kong in response to the law on improving Hong Kong's electoral system. The Legislative Council of Hong Kong's Special Administrative Region passed the amendments to electoral laws on May the 27th, wrapping up the local legislation of improving the financial hub's electoral system. China Securities Regulatory Commission Chairman Yi Huiman made the remarks at the Lu Jiazui Forum in Shanghai. Yi noted that regardless of where to go public, companies should comply with local laws and regulations. He also called for further cooperation among global watchdogs to provide a better market environment. 13 people were trapped inside an iron ore mine in North China's Shanxi province after it flooded around noon on Thursday. Local authorities have initiated emergency response and rescue operations are underway. Malaysia is battling a huge second wave of COVID-19. The country has registered more than 6,200 new infections despite a national lockdown. A recent survey shows that the United States' reputation as the most influential power has suffered in France and Germany compared with its pre-pandemic levels. The survey has been published by the German Marshall Fund and the Bertelsmann Foundation. It says the perceptions of U.S. influence abroad under President Joe Biden are in line with the results of last year, which have fallen by about 10 points from the pre-pandemic figures.